the driving time. You are listening to the ultimate radio station, GhanaZip.com.
The budget sets Ghana on a path of fiscal responsibility, debt sustainability, macroeconomic stability, and job creation. It is about resetting the economy and restoring hope. Ghanaians reaffirmed their faith in a better future when they actively participated in the National Economic Dialogue on the 3rd and 4th of March 2025. A key outcome of the dialogue was the confirmation that the fundamental problem with our economy is fiscal indiscipline. The NPP administration awarded contracts outside the expenditure framework. They borrowed over and above Ghana's capacity to repay. Mr. Speaker, His Excellency President John Dramani Mahama's administration will be fiscally disciplined and deliver improved public service to our people in a cost-effective manner. Mr. Speaker, we remain steadfast in meeting the IMF program target by restoring Ghana's credit worthiness. We have achieved a lot in a short time, but this is only the beginning. Our commitment to reform we will not waver on that, Mr. Speaker. We have achieved a lot in this short time, and our commitment to reform will not waver. Those who doubt our resolve should not underestimate the determination of the people of Ghana, who will no longer tolerate ineffective governance. Together, we will navigate these turbulent times and emerge stronger. Mr. Speaker, we are making serious progress. Right, Honorable Speaker, we are making progress. We committed to running a lean, efficient government of 60 ministers. Mr. Speaker, we have delivered. Mr. Speaker, we committed to scrapping the e-levy. We have delivered. Mr. Speaker, we committed to scrapping the burden tax. We have delivered. Right, Honorable Speaker, we committed to eliminate academic fee for first-year public tertiary students. We have delivered. Mr. Speaker, we committed to providing free tertiary education for all people with disability. We have delivered. Mr. Speaker, we committed to providing dedicated source of funding for free secondary education. We have delivered. Mr. Speaker, we committed to distributing sanitary pads to our school girls. We have delivered. Mr. Speaker, we committed to uncap debt fund. We have delivered. Mr. Speaker, we committed to uncap the national health insurance. We have delivered. Right, Honorable Speaker, we committed to uncap the road fund to maintain our roads. We have delivered. Mr. Speaker, we committed to hold a national forum on education. We have delivered. Right, Honorable Speaker, we committed to hold a national dialogue on the economy. We have delivered. Mr. Speaker, we committed to deliver free primary health care. We have delivered. Mr. Speaker, we committed to deliver Mahama Care Program to finance the treatment of non-communicable disease. Mr. Speaker, we have delivered. Mr. Speaker, we committed to deliver free textbooks to school children. We have delivered. Mr. Speaker, we committed to begin the implementation of $10 million Big Push program. Mr. Speaker, we have delivered. Mr. Speaker, we committed to constitute a review process for our constitution. Mr. Speaker, we are delivering. Mr. Speaker, we committed to build a Ghana we want together. We are delivering. Right, Honorable Speaker, we committed to recover all looted state funds under our operation recover all loot program. We are delivering. Mr. Speaker, we committed to reset Ghana. We are delivering. Right, Honorable Speaker, I call on Parliament the business community, civil society, investors, and all citizens to support the bold reforms outlined in this budget. Together, Mr. Speaker, we have the power to build a resilient economy that will help us tackle the challenges we face as a country. This budget is a foundation upon which we will build a more resilient and equitable society. Mr. Speaker, this budget is not just about numbers. It is about a blueprint for growth, stability, and opportunity. With unity and determination, we can restore faith in our economy, foster innovation, and uplift every Ghanaian. Mr. Speaker, with unity and determination, I repeat, we can restore faith in our economy, foster innovation, and uplift every Ghanaian. Right Honorable Speaker, on behalf of His Excellency the President, I invite this House to join hands with us as we work to build the Ghana we want together. Mr. Speaker, I thank you so much.